I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. If you think it's cold now where you are, just wait. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says even colder air is on the way and it should arrive by Friday.
In the mid-Atlantic, into portions of the upper Ohio Valley, in fact, Ohio, there's forecast lows, pretty much all negative. For Dulles Airport, it's zero. I think for Baltimore, Washington, it's four. But everywhere else is pretty much negative. Philadelphia is negative one. Looks like negative four at EVP, Northeast Pennsylvania. I think that's Scranton. But as low as negative 11 in Ohio.
The Arctic air comes on the heels of the monster snow and ice storm that moved from the southwest all the way up to New England. Hundreds of thousands of utility customers are still without power this morning. The storm-related death toll at least 39, even higher by some accounts. Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar continued her town hall forum in Minneapolis yesterday after a man sprayed her with some type of unknown substance. He was tackled and arrested. Some of President Trump's recent remarks are putting him at odds with gun rights groups and some Republicans.
The president said Alex Preti, the man fatally shot by a federal agent in Minneapolis, should not have been carrying a gun. He told reporters that protesters can't have guns. But gun rights groups, including the National Rifle Association, said Preti was legally carrying a concealed weapon. And a spokesman for the Gun Owners of America said they were not happy with the president's remarks. Gun rights groups are one of the Republican Party's most loyal voting blocs. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Amazon sending out pink slips to 16,000 of its employees. This follows 14,000 layoffs, took place just 3 months ago. This is SRN News. Some thoughts on the First Amendment.
They come from Samuel Abrams of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, a civil liberties organization that counts many liberal and conservative groups amongst its clients. Abrams says the protesters who burst into a Minnesota church this month were not protected by the Constitution because, quote, there is no First Amendment right to enter a house of worship and engage in conduct that effectively shuts down a religious service. Private property is exempt. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Department of Justice has dropped a request for the personal and medical information of transgender patients at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. The DOJ had issued subpoenas to over 20 providers offering sex change operations on minors to investigate health care fraud. Seven families sued to keep the information private, and the hospital did not provide the requested documents. The DOJ has now withdrawn its requests through 2029. This is SRN News. And it's not only Amazon, UPS delivering thousands of pink slips to some of its employees.
The delivery giant is planning to cut up to 30,000 operational jobs this year as it continues with its turnaround efforts. It's also deliberately reducing the number of Amazon shipments it handles. Chief Financial Officer Brian Dyke said during the company's conference call on Tuesday, the job cuts will be made through a voluntary buyout offer for full-time drivers and attrition. UPS is also looking to close 24 buildings in the first half of the year. Bob Agner reporting.
Consumer confidence, as measured by the Conference Board, declined sharply this month and has fallen to its lowest level since 2014. Americans apparently growing increasingly concerned about their financial prospects. The board's Consumer Confidence Index fell below even the lowest readings during the COVID-19 pandemic. More details at srnnews.com.